not unusual for a person who has contact with Tumah to have limited access to the Mishkan and Mikdash Hashem. But yet, regarding the plight of the Mitzorah, here the Torah tells us an extreme that Bagdad Yeshiv Yichutz Lamachane Moshavah. He has to be isolated. He has to be sequestered. And the Gemara Erech and after Zayin raises the question of Manishkana, why is it that a Mitzorah is so different than other individuals who are Tamei that are not isolated in that extreme? And the Gemara answers, of course, that who hid it? Why is it that he became plagued with the Tumas Saras? It was a function of his inappropriate speech, his rechivos, his lashon hara. He caused tension, he caused dissension. Ben ish leishto, ben ish l'rehu, and therefore the ficha amra Torah badal yeshe mechutz lamachane moshava. It was a direct consequence, a mida keneged mida, as a result of his action. And the question exactly is, how is it that we understand this correspondence? Every person has a dual kedusha, no doubt. Part of it is a kedusha that a person has individually, inherently. But part of the kedusha we possess is not in individuals, but rather collectively. Asher bachavam, asher nasamam, that we're part of a collective whole, being part of Knesset Yisrael. And realize what the Mitzorah has done. Maybe on a certain level, he's valued his own personal, individual, private kedusha. But one thing is clear, that somehow he failed to internalize the value of the whole, of the collective body, the tzibur of Knesset Yisrael. Through his speech, through his action, he caused that tension. And therefore, mida keneged mida de badal yeshev. He is isolated. He has to remain by himself. Not so easy to be able to survive individually without the grace of the entire tzibur as a whole. When you look in the psukim, and especially in light of the Gemara Maikatan Daf Tezvav, seemingly a striking parallel emerges. If I were to ask you to list many of the dinim of a person who is a mitzvah, well, he's obligated to rip kriya, and there's an isserav, she'ela shalom. A person who's a mitzvah does not wear tefillin, a psak and shulchan aruch and simin lameches. A person is obligated to engage in atichas harosh. You know, when you look at those halachas, the fact that kriya, and you can't cut hair, atifa sarosh, inisra shel shalom, inisra banachas tefillin, it all points to what Rashi writes explicitly in Moikata, what the Rambam writes in El Kostuma Saras, Perakir halach avav, one word, but ke'ovel, that the Torah seems to tell us that you know what the response of Mitzora is. It mandates, it warrants dine avedus. And that, I think, is a striking parallel. It's as though the Torah tells us when a person is guilty of, and the effect, the impact is, that now he has a tumas saras, he has to be nohe avedus. And so many of the dine avedus are patterned after the parsha of saras. And if a person were to ask you that avedus, Avelos for whom? That I understand, Rahman al-Islam, a person loses a close Torah. That posits Dini Avelos. But why is it that this person has to be no way Dini Avelos? The answer is exactly the motivation. Because the person himself has been cut off. The lifeline of each member of Knesset Yisrael is not only individual Kedusha, but rather being part of robust Tzibur. And if somehow that's ruptured, if that's severed, the response is Havelos, in a very real sense, Nidaram Dav Samakdavu, that Mitzora Choshev Kemes. And if Mitzora is Choshev Kemes, therefore the response is one of Havelos. And if the Mitzora is going to ask Havelos for whom, the answer is this is a Mitzos Havelos regarding yourself. It's as though that there's a process of Shiva. And realize, Shiva without Nichum Aveilu, Shiva with Badad Yeshev, Yichutz Lamachane, Moshava. When you look in that very sugya, in Moikatman Daf Tezvav, the Gemara does mention that there is a difference. Rachman Litzon, a person is in Shiva, he's in Aveilu, and all of a sudden, the onset of Yantif. Yantif has the capacity to sever Aveilu. Yantif will cut Shiva, will cut Shloshim short. The Gemara raises this issue that what about when it comes to a Metzora? A Metzora now is, in these days, and all of a sudden, right? Yantiv, Noe, Sarasa, Gemoy, that the Saras will continue. It's uninterrupted by Yantiv. It's so chamor that even the answer of Yantiv does not necessarily sever the plight of the Metzora. If one were to ask why exactly that's true, you know, perhaps the answer could be based on the previous amud. The Gemara says when Chamana Litzlan, a person, is in a situation of Avelus, now there's the answer of Yantiv. And Simchas Yantiv and Avelus cannot coexist. But why is it so obvious that somehow the Avelus comes to an end and that the Avelus is disrupted by Simcha? After all, both Chiyuvim, according to Tosfos, that Avelus Drabana and Simcha Drabana Bisman Hazeh, according to the Rambam, Simcha Daraisa and Avelus Daraisa. But how do we know that Simcha can take preference over Avelus? The Gemara answer is it's clear, no? Because Asi Mitzvah Derabim, Badochi Mitzvah Diyachim. Avelus is a personal experience, but that pales compared to the Tzibur experience of Simcha. So a typical oven, yes, will be able to rejoice on Yom Tov because Asi Mitzvah Derabim, Badochi Mitzvah Diyachim. Perhaps the Kiddush then is as follows. That's true typically. When a person is part of the collective tzibur, asi mitzvah derabim, and therefore the simcha will disrupt avelos. But can that be said when it comes to a mitzvah of puhivdi, bodar yeshu, mechutz lamachne mashava, that the mida keneged mida, he is no longer part of the tzibur, but rather he's viewed individually, in which case mefetesi, then that the mitzvah Simchas Yontif will take preference over the details of Avelos, and maybe that accounts for that difference. You know, a marked distinction between an Avel as opposed to a Mitzora is that an Avel, of course, does not have free reign in the Torah session. That would be a Hesachadas, or that would be a violation of B'kudi Hashem Yishan Nesamach Eleh, after all, the Simcha that. But the Rambam emphasizes in that very halacha, that part of the mission of the Mitzvah is Yoshe, the Shonen, the Dorish. That's what he should be doing. If he somehow doesn't appreciate that link to the Tzibur, take this time. Immerse yourself in the Torah session. That will be the opportunity to be able to re-enter. Because that immersion in the Torah session is going to teach you. Asher Bachar, Hashem Asam, that you can't simply survive on an island as the Yochid of Balad Yeshiv. And the difficult transition of that Mitzvah, the plight of Balad Yeshiv positing Dine Avelus in order to recognize that individually and collectively part of a cohesive tzibur. It's true when it comes to all of Knesset Yisrael. It's true in terms of our life in Yeshiva as well, that we strive for excellence individually. But Baruch Hashem, that as we come together as yeshiva, and as we're osik the Torah b'yachad, something which is transformative, something which is transcendent. And Baruch Hashem, to see at the beginning of this month, so many of the yeshiva that have come back and re-entered the coast of Beis HaMidrash, it's a source of great, great nachas ruach, an opportunity of shevach v'hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we can regroup, we can be able to once again learn to this extent the chabura, but we still have to be spalot HaKadosh Baruch Hu for intense siyata d'shem.